Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Martin. Batting third. The second baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Urban. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jack Urban. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Don Budden. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez strikes out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Sullivan. Martin moves to third. Serve moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden takes first base on ball four. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Held, who is chasing the ball. Malzone reaches third base with a triple. Williams scores. Gurnett goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. House reaches second base with a double. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. House scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri strikes out. One out. Jack Urban is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urban hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Held moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Button moves to second. Tom Gorman now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels misplays the ball. That's an error on Runnels. Power moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to third for the out. House moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle pinch hits for Joe DeMaestri. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Woody Held now playing shortstop. Vic Power now playing second base. Whitey Herzog now playing first base. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Budden hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Herzog scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Runnels for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Gorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorman strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carrasquel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog strikes out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Serve hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pearsall bunts towards the mound. Gorman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan bunts towards third. Caris Quell fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to second. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Pearsall scores. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Herzog scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. House takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Tuttle. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-T pinch hits for Tom Gorman. Harry Chee-T is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-T strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Burnett now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.